Cram FM, live at the Hollywood Theater.
Pat Moore just got an award. He just got the really, really, really good guy award.
Now this next one, we're going to have to and really get about encouragement to get him up here because he's a little bit on the quiet side. The wiring in this sign, when we dug into it, I don't know if you know it, but the pigeon stuff started at the D and it went to the L, and it was D. And it wasn't easy to get it out of there. And then once we got it out of there, we realized all the wiring was shot. And so it would have been a tremendous bill to hire that out. This person volunteered, and I'm not kidding you, thousands of dollars worth of hours of his expertise. Dave Mittling. Moving on to a few of the others. The other people in the LLC, I don't want to make it sound like they weren't a key part. They all worked hard. There was many nights people were down here swinging sledgehammers and busting out the old chairs and hauling the garbage out. It wasn't glamorous, but a lot of these people came down here on a regular basis. It kind of turned into a little clubhouse for a couple of them, I think. We have some other people we want to say thank you to. The Chippewa County Board of Directors, without them, for them stepping up and saying that they would rather spend 50 cents on the dollar to save a building instead of spending a buck to tear it down. I want to personally thank them for doing that part. That was not the easy call. It was a hard decision, and we appreciate their efforts. The Chippewa County Auditor, who ended up with a lot of paperwork out of this effort. The City of Montevideo and the City Council. We have a special award here. For Leah
anyway,
West with First National Bank.
They're just giving out awards, getting ready for the lighting of the Hollywood sign.
This is the old chalkboard from the projector room, and we had First National Bank and Leah's name printed on the front of it. Come on up here.
And a lot of people
being happy and getting ready for this
First National Bank
sign to be lit.
We told them what we were trying to do. They stepped up, they put a lot of money into this thing without asking for any personal guarantees, but Leah personally got stuck with all the paper processing in order to pay all the bills and run all the checks through and handle all of that financial side of it. It wasn't easy. We also want to thank the Montevideo American News. They've been with us every step of the way. They've written all kinds of articles and given us a lot of press so people knew about what we're all about here. And then the last person I want to thank is the law office, John Selner. John, if you'd come up for a second. We had to file a tremendous amount of paperwork. As you know, anytime you do any kind of legal entity and stuff, there's all kinds of filings. John stepped up. We've got a light bulb for John off the original sign.
They're giving more and more light bulbs out.
You talk about a trooper. He's on the school board. He's got all kinds of meetings tonight. He had to run through those and then come down here. And I think this is the kind of person that embodies the feeling of Montevideo, someone that's willing to go the extra distance, and we appreciate it. Thank you.
And they've given lots of awards out for people going above and beyond the count of duty. Yeah.
Got one more Christmas carol to sing.
And they've got a Christmas carol to sing with. Let's hope I don't trip over any wires.
Wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. Good tidings of Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Okay. I think they're about ready to start getting everything ready.
Okay, we're getting the trumpeters ready.
And they're going to...
Do we have all the tickets? Dave, do we have all the tickets in the basket now for the last three drawings? We're set.
Okay.
Can you stick your hand in there and pull out a card?
They're getting everything ready. Turn, Joe, can you turn this way?
Get it?
Joe, can you turn the speaker this way?
Now, if I remember right, third prize is the ribeye steaks.
And they're about ready to get the steaks.
Jack Anderson.
And Jack Anderson of Montevideo gets that award.
Make sure we get that
and he... we'll come up and get that. The ribeye steaks from Jamboree Foods. And that's a really nice prize to have.
Can you pull a card out there for second prize?
Second prize is going to be for the recliner chair from Unger's Furniture. And that's given away to By Hind. And we have By Hind on here.
So that's second prize on the recliner. Is that counting? And then for the grand prize?
Okay, the grand prize is right here. And the crowd is just about silenced.
There you go. Just one. Only one winner.
She's trying to draw her name out, I think.
And it is.
Is that Sonya Heineken?
Do you have them?
Sonya Heiser, did I get that last name right? Is Sonya here? H-E-I, looks like S-E-R or S-E-N.
Okay.
Sonya Heiser from Boyd.
From Boyd. We've got a Boyd winner.
$500
money bucks.
If not present to win.
If not present to win.
So that means...
No, hold it by.
Is Johnny Clipliff here? Yeah. Johnny, are you down here? I don't know if anybody's heard the story and stuff. Johnny was the original manager of the Hollywood Theater back in 1937. Did Johnny make it down here tonight?
Yeah.
Pat, where do we have the... Now, hang around afterwards. We got Mucho Cinco of the high school. They're going to sing a old Christmas tree song with a few of the words changed. And they're also, I think... They were going to sing their famous Brown Eyed Girl song. Is Johnny here? Is he here?
Who?
Johnny? Where's the switch at?
Okay.
We're going to be bringing out the switch here in a second.
They're getting ready.
Say, where's our Cinco Mucho singers here? Why don't we get them up here while we're waiting? Or is it Mucho Cinco or Cinco Mucho?
Mucho Cinco.
Got the trumpets up here?
Why don't we bring the trumpets up here, too? Come on up.
Okay.
You guys can stand over here in front of the...
They're getting ready for the big button. And, oh, the light is out of the building. The light is out of the building. Santa's going to throw the switch.
I guess Santa gets to throw the switch. And we're going to do a countdown.
Okay.
We're going to do the trumpets.
We are making Montevideo history
countdown.
Right here.
And then Santa's going to throw the switch. Are you guys ready? We're ready when you guys are. Is Santa ready?
Right here.
Everybody got their cameras ready?
Okay.
Okay, let's see what this fanfare is about here. Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. H-O-L-L-Y-W-O-O-D. Mucho Cinco, if we can get you up here.
It's lit up. The sign is completely lit up already.
You don't know where they are?
And there goes the fireworks. And there goes the fireworks, and the Hollywood sign has just been lit up for the first time since 1985. We just made Montevideo history right here on 98.3 Cram FM. Remember, you heard it here first. And this will be played millions and millions times. This is Jacob Neiman and Josiah Christopher.
Hello.
And just watching the Hollywood sign light up and see all the fiber optics, what just happened. And it was great. and Santa push the button. And now they're going to have Mucho Cinco sing their Brown Eyed Girl.